At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to the show. We're diving into the world of local talent, artists, wrestlers, and businesses. Let's get started.
Welcome to the 2NU Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the 2NU Podcast. We are once again here on a Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. I know we're running just a little late, but it's all good and good humor. And yes, I do have, Chew is back. Sorry. Chew. I've been here every freaking time. I haven't missed one at all. But a big shout out to finally getting Chew back in the pod. I know it's been raining the last couple of days, and we did find out what the weather report was thanks to our good friend, actually guest today. He didn't mention the podcast last week. The only reason why it's been flooding in the valley is because Kiki Caballero had his shirt off, and yes, that's why Tim Smith called me personally and says, put your shirt back on, dude.
God's sake, put your shirt back on.
I can't take much more water, please. It's horrible. But anyways, guys, this week on the podcast, they're back. They're back. And these guys are on a journey, because the last time they were here with you, I know you weren't here when the little brother was here when we interviewed him the first time.
Yeah.
They were the Double Dragon Tag Team Champions. Unfortunately, something happened along the way, so this is going to be a whole new, different era for us today, so we don't know what we're in for. But ladies and gentlemen, we bring to you Los Party Perros del Valle, Frank the Tank Maravilla, and Big Papi. Next in that podcast, man. Oh, shit. Oh, God damn it. God damn it, man. Really? Oh, Jesus Christ. God damn, dude. I just cleaned up the podcast, bro.
I just cleaned myself up.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Oh, geez. Hold on. Keep back here.
Like Bobby,
there you go.
Oh,
my God. Jesus Christ. And right on cue, too. He was just waiting for me. Well, last time we were here, it was a misfire because he couldn't get it done. But I guess somebody's been stroking him and practicing.
It's because everybody was looking at it.
Yeah. There you go. It's all about technique. It's all about technique and release, buddy. It's all about technique and release. Don't ask me. I just know.
Speaking of it.
Anyways, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to the podcast, guys.
Hey, thank you guys for having us here. My name is Frank the Tank Maravilla, Big Papi here. It's so great to be back. Mr. Ooh?
Chew? I'm Ooh over here.
That's
right. So, all right, my bad. I was looking at the I'm looking at the camera. My bad. This is a good thing. This is a good thing. But so what's going on, guys? I know the last time you walked in here, you had some gold.
Yeah.
Lots
yeah.
of gold yeah. in your hand.
And then slip ups. I'll take responsibility for that. You know, ever since I've had my newborn daughter, I haven't been to training, and I've been slipping up. Uh-huh. Dad duties are getting in the way, and you know, I take full responsibility, Bobby. I'm sorry, but you know what? We can get back at it, man. We get back at it, and we'll get the gold. It's within our reach.
There you go.
That's the road.
That's good to hear. Big shout out to that. Good job, man. I'm happy you guys are doing that.
Chances are never zero.
Yeah, yeah, especially when Danny Chance is behind it, though. Master of mistakes. So talk to us a little bit, guys. What's going on? What's been going on for the last couple of weeks? We haven't seen you. I mean, they were the first ones to come to Christian the actual studio with their beautiful confetti. So well, 2 weeks to meet all of them. In the industry, it's the money shot. But anyway, that's a whole other story.
That's right. We were the first.
Yep.
Not the last.
Definitely not the last.
So talk to us, man. What's been going on in the world of Los Party Perros del Valle, man? Talk to me. What's going on, man?
We've had our ups and downs, a lot of downs lately. The Killjoys, what can I say about the Killjoys?
What can you say about the Killjoys?
They really suck the joy out of
it. They really kill the joy out of
it. I'm not going to lie to you, man. These guys,
they're intense.
They're intense, yeah.
Well, they've been making some moves all over you, though, man. What's going on?
Talk to us, man.
I mean, Morningstar. And Jake, the Snake Man.
They're good. They're intense. And now that they got Judas Douglas with them, I don't know what. I'm sorry, JD, but I call him Judas.
Judas. Damn, I did see some of the playback. I did see that there was a minor short betrayal on that match, and just to let you know, he already talked over. He's already commenting on the podcast. He's saying Frank's pop was smaller. Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. And shots have been fired, ladies and gentlemen.
No, it's not the size that matters. It's what you do with it. Katie would be looking.
So talk to us, man. What's going on? Now, I know the plan is to jump back into the mix and go out there and do your thing again. Oh, I got another comment. This is Mari Aguilar saying that Los Perros. What?
She matched with me on Tinder.
Wow. She knows she likes us. Wow.
Mad that we didn't reply.
Oh, my God. No, man. So talk to us, man. What's going on in the world? Now that you're on the pursuit again, once again, for these titles, you know, and there are a little bit more obstacles in the way now, considering the fact there's a lot more people gunning for them now. And I know these guys, the Killjoys, are holding it down so far, as what I've seen on replays and all that good stuff. What are the plans? I mean, what is the process of going through the whole thing, going back again?
Getting back to the basics, basically, just the fundamentals and just getting the training in there. Because, I mean, really, I don't think there's anybody in the tag team division down here in the Valley that can match our energy, what we bring to the matches and the ring and all that. So it's just getting back to the basics. We had a few hiccups and slips, but it's no big deal. We'll get it. We'll get it soon enough. I can taste it.
Speaking of, there's a commentator out there thinking that he could get in our heads and really offer something that we can't bring to the table already.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't feel like we need extra help. We just need a focus.
Right.
And we got rid of the Nightmares of Pain. Where are they at, right?
They're gone.
So we got rid of the other squad that was coming after our belts, too.
Right.
Why can't we do the same with the Killjoys? We got this. In fact, where's Brandon? He wasn't even there in the last match.
Mm.
I always got your back.
Thanks,
brother. There you go, man. There you go. I mean, seeing these guys in the ring, I tell you, man, I went to Citrus Live, the first one y'all did.
Yes.
I know you had a tag team match. I forgot the name of the other two guys. Forgettable. Sorry. Not really, man, because if you go back and look at this in particular one, bro, they were beating the crap out of each other with a belt, bro. You heard that? It wasn't poppers, man. These were smacks with this belt across your back, your chest. I never heard a chop by Frank nor Felix that loud, bro. That is an amazing chop. But Ric Flair would be honored to be probably be chopped by one of you guys today, right now. Because that's so envious. They are loud, man. Yeah. It's amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, when you get hit over the belt and the back and the chest, it's just that rage just comes out and manifests. So.
No doubt. Let's put it that way.
And I got more comments coming. I got Vicente Aguilar saying again. That's what he's saying right here.
Who's watching?
He goes, Where's other wrestlers out there? That's like Mighty Aguilar saying, "Do you even know your basics?" Oh my gosh!
You got to put a fork down.
Oh my god! What? And he said they come with the Killjoys. That the Killjoys are the better tag team. Wow, dude. He says belts suck it. I agree. That's what Jonathan Douglas is saying. Belts suck. I will agree. Or yeah, they do.
That's probably the only thing we agree on.
Yeah, I mean those bad boys are nasty, bro. Yeah,
that was a vicious, unprovoked.
So talk, you guys are like, I don't know, man. I mean, the last time you guys, is it a different atmosphere now that I don't want to lay into it too much, but knowing that not having the gold around, has the party kind of toned down a little bit, or it's just raving up again to get these belts to get around your waist?
I feel like it's just revving up, and I feel like losing the gold, really going through that with the Killjoys, really put the things into perspective.
Okay.
And I think it's just a matter of getting the party going, you know, yeah. Revving it up, man.
When you guys in the ring, it doesn't die, man. It's a very interesting part of when you guys are in the ring.
It slows down when the beer is
gone. That's where you make a beer run. Yeah, that's true. Especially if you're pointing at these guys, you better make a beer run every 15 minutes. So, needless to say, you guys are in pursuit of these belts again. I know there's so many people out there right now that I've seen do these promos. That Frank does these promos, bro. They are nonstop amazing. Every single one I see, it just puts a smile to my face, man, because I go, wow, this is what everybody's doing. And once I started talking about it, I started seeing more people throwing their promos out. Yeah. And they're getting better. Yeah. They're getting better. I know you're what I've heard through the grapevine, your new kind of a best friend, undercover best friend, almost Martin, has been doing some pretty good promos also.
Martin's pretty entertaining. He's uh-huh. a pretty entertaining cat. He's no moon cat, but nonetheless.
I got to show this. Check this out, man. Check this out. What the heck is this? What does that say? Frank the Tank. What what does that say?
It says, "You, Frank, I love Frank the Tank. I'm your biggest fan."
Wow. You see what I'm talking about, dude?
His mom is there to witness it.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Wow. And I think he's finally coming to his senses now. He lost the belt. So I think that belt needs to be JD. I'm sorry. I'm assuming JD has that belt. Or did he keep bringing it? Oh, Martin got it back.
Wanted it back, and that's the whole reason he lost his mind.
God dang it.
I was like, what are you doing losing to Martin, bro?
Oh, God. Please tell me, Martin.
Could be some part of a bigger plan.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Unfortunately, some people can't take the loss of losing titles, and they can't refocus, and they have to join other groups, you know? But I mean,
or just losing to Martin.
Oh, my God. Right.
I would lose my mind. You would lose your mind? You're telling me what now?
And yeah, I got some people agreeing about the promos that Frank does. Frank promos are pretty good. I give him that. That's from Marty. He says that I give it to Frank the Tank, Maravilla. He makes funny and entertaining promos. And JD says right here, hold on. Just pretty much put it out there, schmuck. Wow. Just for your information, guys, I do have JD coming in October. He will be here on the podcast. He'll be here. I know he reached out to me ASAP after, I think it was after, I'm not mistaken, Toxico came on the podcast, by the way. See, and the thing is, here's the interesting thing, man. I'm going to throw this out there to these guys, because I'll tell you how special these guys are to me, man. The first time they were here, we had this set up opposite ways.
Yes.
You see, now we changed it. It's a new intro, the new look, and here they are again, christening the damn thing. I mean, what more do you want? Get some of that in your face, buddy. Here's a little bit of Perro de Valle in your face. I'll get that DNA in here.
It's everything I thought it was.
Don't ask for the happy ending.
No, can't handle it.
I wouldn't take it away from you. Are you feeling it now, Mr. Brad?
So, talk to us, man. What's the journey been like?
It was a really great experience coming on to the Chew New podcast the first time. However, I gotta say, I hope no more STD chants or anything. I don't know how or what, but I tried to turn it around and I couldn't.
Put it to rest, dude. Because I had a lot of people announcing that day for the Toxico thing that was going on. Put it to rest right now. Did my little brother or did he not start these chants for STDs?
To be fair, it's kind of my fault.
When you mention STDs. Okay.
STD, it all makes sense. Long story short.
Here comes the chants. If we said starting out STDs. STDs.
When I still go by Downtown Felix as well.
All right.
And for the longest time, I wanted to have a Sammy the Dude as a sidekick.
Oh, okay. All right.
And
all right.
If you abbreviate Sammy the Dude.
Yeah, it's STD.
And unfortunately, said that to the wrong people. And they kind of just stuck on Frank.
Oh, Frank, man.
But hey, man, Super Toxic Little Story is cool too, I guess.
That is cool.
Hey, man, all I know is that there was doctor in the promotions checking, and you came out positive. Like, shout out, you know? Everybody was giving shout outs last week, bro. We can talk to you guys here. They're giving shout outs. So they go, shout out there again, JD. Shout out to Dr. George came in.
Visit Pizza Hut on Dove.
Oh, God.
Nice plug.
Oh, man. I got a story for you on Pizza Hut, but I'll leave that down. I'm going to gross the shit out of you guys. I think you know what story I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
Just wait. We'll get there. We'll get there. Don't worry.
We are not getting sued.
Put up those little Caesars. No, but so talk to us, man. What's going on? What were you saying before, Frank?
No, it was just that chant, man. It was, it's good, though. It's good. I mean, as long as the crowd's interacting and they're there, regardless if it's still...
Take it with a grain of sand. Sand, or all that.
Yeah, because the last thing you'd want is to go out there and then...
What's a party without STDs?
Right? Or the threat of STDs.
Go ahead. I know you got more. Pitch them out. Go ahead.
This is about these guys.
Joke's on you. That's plastic.
That's what she said.
Wow. Where's that rim shot? There it is. Oh, my God. But, so you have this match. We were talking the whole JD betrayal.
Yeah.
What exactly? Here we go. I got some comics here. That's what it was. Kitty Franco already coming out here.
Oh, no.
Saying what's up, big dildos. wow. You can never find anything interesting than Frank. Kitty, Mooncat, dude. I'm Mooncat. Talking, bro. The puro Applebee's. He said the thing. But anyways, oh my God, I was trying to thought what I was about to say, man. It doesn't matter anymore. You know what?
That one story about Mooncat.
This one time at Bandcamp with Mooncat. Something about trees.
And a flute.
Why not? But bro, I was saying. The betrayal on JD. What? Walk us through what exactly happened. I know he had just lost the belt. If I'm not mistaken, he just recently lost the belt to Martin. Is this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Stryker got the worst of that.
Okay.
Put him through a door.
Oh, shit.
Poor old man can't even walk anymore.
He messed up his leg. He had to miss training two days in a row.
Not Lieutenant Bam, but...
He had to roll the dice to decide what he wants to eat now.
Oh, God. Yeah, oh wow. Yeah. Wow. I didn't know that.
JD ruined that old man's life. And then he came after ours.
Okay, so wanders through the match. You guys are in the middle of a match.
Yeah.
Okay. Was this a championship match?
I was about to win.
It was. It was a ladder match. And okay. Bobby was on the cusp of getting that belt, and I was holding down. I was holding it down. We had it there. I see JD come out, and I figured he's going to come out and celebrate with us because we're about to win, right? So I opened up my arms big, wide, big smile. JD, bang.
Turns. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Turns, knocked down the ladder. Poppy loses it. JD turns on us. It was horrible. It was the betrayal. Really messed me up emotionally, not gonna lie.
So why what was the whole deal, that whole turnaround thing?
I don't know, man. You'd have to ask JD, because he's, I lost a brother that day, so I'll tell you that much right now. Yeah,
so at the moment you're falling down from the heavens there, Felix. what's going through your mind after you see the betrayal?
I don't know, man, like the whole night was off. It felt like we were not all there.
We're not.
Miscommunication.
Mm-hmm.
And just to have JD on top of that make it worse.
Worse, right.
Kind of just felt like we need to figure out what we need to do to get like back on top of things. Mm-hmm. And it means that we had to get JD out of the way as well with the Killjoys. And unfortunately, okay, we'll lose one more Applebee's member. So more Applebee's for us.
You and I have to go to these Applebee's meetings, bro. They sound intense. Another round of wings here. And I just keep them coming.
Chicken wing.
No, so the betrayal happens, all that goes down. After the match, do you by any chance from what was happening with this past weekend, correct?
Yeah.
Have you crossed paths with him recently, or?
I have a few words to say to him if I do.
Yeah, we'll wait until we see him in the ring.
Actually, he does more of the talking. I don't need to just.
You're about a man of action. You're a man with a lot of words. I got you. Wow. So that's happening with JD right now. And I got more people talking in here. I got Katie Franco saying, I got the cheap pop like I always do. JD saying, screw that old dude. George says, only the pop matters. Katie Franco says, the Killjoys, you meet the sex toys. Wow. Wow. S&M, anybody? Jesus.
George, can you give her your phone number?
Oh, my God.
Get it, the snake. Okay, cool.
Gotcha. And you got George saying the cars had foretold this event. As there was documented when the Killjoys visited my realm asking for answers.
I don't know. You got to hang out with Stryker, man. That sounds like some TMD stuff. Roll the dice.
Wow. Oh, wow. Wow, dude. I'm not a big D&D guy, but I know you got something to say about that.
Oh, it was an excellent burn.
When you're from that realm,
yes.
That was a burn, sir.
I will find the Pikachu. Take the
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, no, man.
It was an excellent burn.
Well, I got you. So now, what's next on the plate, guys? I mean, so as far as the next match, I think you have another match coming up this weekend. I know every Sunday it's always at the Landmark. Something's always going on.
You have a match this Sunday?
No, not that I'm aware of. I know that Martin's going to go up against JD, and I hope that nerd beats the hell out of him. But, I mean, Martin, I lend you my energy wherever you're at. Beat his ass, man.
Felix looks hurt, man. Felix is confused and hurt.
I've been like real weird about the whole thing. I'm still trying to get
still. It's still processing.
So, I mean, it sucks, but we're here.
Right.
Work hard. Right.
Well, you like, both sound like you're still processing
like,
a lot.
The guy brought up an interesting point. Like, where was Calavera? Like, come on. Like, we were all there.
Where was Calavera?
I don't know, man. Probably like doing chopping somebody in the back or something.
Doing the chop.
Right.
No doubt.
Right.
We just need to focus. We need to like.
I got Victoria Longoria saying hi, cousin. Greetings from Kenosha, Wisconsin. There you go. And George saying Stryker won't talk to me about it. The D&D. He plays the baby version. I play the spreadsheet version. Oh, wow. That, you know, Evan, you beat me to it. You beat me to it.
Oh,
Joel. Well, there you go. There you go. That one has surgery.
Tell me more about these spread cheeks.
What did I miss? What did I miss? And what D&D is this? And why hasn't Chu been invited?
I'm the life of the party.
No, shit, man. Well, that's crazy, dude. That's crazy. I mean, I was going to say something right now about this whole there's a lot of stuff going on right now in the RGV as far as wrestling promotions. There's so many that are going on. Last week, we did have Kiki Caballero on the podcast with El Cacahuate. Yep. They were here, and there's been a widespread. I've been seeing a lot of you guys being spread out, not only just here in the Valley in the promotions, but also north.
Oh, yeah.
You guys have been traveling north now.
Well, we went to San Antonio recently. Before that, Kiki and some of the other guys were in Houston. Mm-hmm. In fact, in San Antonio, after my match, the place kind of burned down.
Wow. Wow. That's a party. That's a party.
That's the last time these guys were.
So I walked back in the locker room like, oh, who's smoking? Oh, no, this place is on fire. You know,
I told you not to invite the Valley guys. We can never do nothing right. Take off your shirt, Kiki. You need to wind down the place.
No, it was cool. Especially Kiki. He has a big, bright future ahead of himself.
Yeah.
Good look. He's improved a lot more.
Right.
His Hurricane Ranas are.
I mean, his Ranas is a little.
I think
Luigi once said.
Oh my God.
He
can still
work on his Ranas.
Oh my God. On his Ranas? On his Ranas. Wow. He says, don't let the betrayal distract you.
His promos are better. About a year ago, he needed to work on it, but now he's. He's one of those guys that's gonna make it pretty far as long as he
keeps his mindset. I got George says, don't let the betrayal distract you from the Elite Class Warrior, Martin's second title reign.
Someone wants us to slap Chew.
Well, Hasito saying, damn it, I made it to the show this week. I got Franco, Kitty Franco saying, don't play D&D. I play VNP. All right. Jesus Christ. That's called playing with scissors there, Franco. Get it right. And then Hasito saying, can someone slap Chew? Wow, they really love you today again. That's like a welcome back for you. Christopher Ramos saying, Frank the Tank Gorditas.
Hey,
Gorditas? Oh, wow. That sounds interesting. Now, I got Jonathan Douglas saying his second reign is going to be the last of this week. And, of course, Ruben Hernandez, Toxico eats corn the long way. Charlie Miller. Oh, my God. You see the... Oh, Frank always got you, man.
I always got your back.
Hey,
don't worry.
What's going on?
Oh, shit. I remember in that fucking episode when he said that, got your back. Does anybody have a comeback story? You know, Rocky, you know, and imagine Kim Kardashian? What? Well, yeah, she got coming back, right? Wow.
If I did that, my baby would.
Oh my God. Okay, and then Vicente saying Toxico es mi campeón. All right.
I don't know about that one, but you can kind of.
And you know what the funny thing is? We got a phone call coming in.
I'm
sorry, it's 8 o'clock. My bad, that's right. Daily routine. All right, let me put the camera where I want to see what's going on here. Oh, it's Toxico. Wait, you call it Toxico? Oh, my God.
Toxico! You suck! I hate you! You suck! Toxico!
Who the fuck is this?
You suck, Toxico! I hate you! I hate everything about you! You suck, sir! And you're the fart of the RGV!
The fuck was this?
He just hung up on him. Wow.
Now I gotta change my number.
What? This is a daily thing. It's like a drug, like a therapy, dude. It's clockwork. And you know what the funny thing is? It's the same hour, actually, when Toxico was ending the podcast, that phone call came in. Wow.
We're not going to get jumped, right?
We reinforced the door, Felix. Right. We should be good. Big shout. Yeah, we got. Oh, you didn't see the pod? You don't see anything, do you?
When I'm not on, dude, I watch.
Bro.
Bro. He's not on camera. I should be like,
Quez literally got attacked over here in this little corner over here.
That's right.
When
Quez almost died.
He almost died. He was screaming out. Someone attacked us from behind. It was like, no, it was actually straight up. And then he got up. He was like, we almost got him. So I'm like, all right, dude.
Shout out to Kim Kardashian.
Right. The real comeback.
Oh my God. Let's watch the tape together, George is saying. Wow, gee, really, dude? Wow. Oh my God. Okay. Why not? Jesus. Anyways, man. But let me go into these sponsors, man, because we have sponsors on our podcast now that are been hitting us up too. They've been doing great things for us, man. They've been helping us up. Oh, and Kitty Franco saying, fuck you, Toxico. Wow. Okay, let me start first. Let's start with these guys. These are our number one guys here. And we are talking about Unnoticed Construction. They specialize in turning your vision into reality. Hold on, let me put this on mute here. There you go. I got you guys on mute. Turning your homes into reality, experience span both residential and commercial projects, still stunning remodeling and new building that stands the test of time. Which, why choose them? They take the pride on their craftsmanship, attention to detail, ensuring every project is a masterpiece tailored to your needs. Plus, they understand the importance of working within your budget without compromising quality. Don't settle for less, guys. When it comes to construction needs, contact Unnoticed Construction at 956. Well, the number's right there. You can see, I can't even see that small print there. Give them a call. Unnoticed Construction, man. Like every day, they're extraordinary. And like the way they say, Unnoticed Construction building dreams one brick at a time. Big shout out to Unnoticed Construction, man. You guys are great guys, man. They do great work. Let me go over here to Triple J Plumbing, which is going to be the last time we have these guys. Were great. They stuck with us for a whole year. So God bless them, man. Hopefully they hang in there, man. So Triple J Plumbing, trust your plumber, trust your plumbing partner. Search for reliability, licensed plumber. Look for no further than Triple J Plumbing. They will excel and meet their dedication to your plumbing. Their team specializes in hospital grade plumbing services, ensuring high standards for home and business. With Triple J Plumbing, you'll never be left in a bind. They're always on call, ready to tackle the plumbing problems. Water heater season's right around the corner. Those of you guys that have water heaters are messing up on you. These are guys you want to call to take care of it. Remember, have them take care of your water heater and all your plumbing needs so you can focus on more stuff that truly matters to you. All right, guys? Triple J Plumbing, because your home deserves the best. And they do. Trust me on that. Also, a big shout out. These are honorable mentions because they promote our posters in their business, Valley Trophies LLC. Guys,
they did us a solid, man.
They helped us out promoting our poster on them, man. Big shout out to these guys. Click on that QR code, take you straight to them. They make great custom trophies. I believe they do belts also. I'm not sure. You might want to check them on that. And I know somebody online asked for a Stanley Cup. Yeah. Yeah, that was you, dude.
Apparently, someone asked for a friend. Or
shut the hell up. Anyways, yeah.
But belts.
Championship belts. That'd be nice. It'd be a nice chewing new belt right here somewhere.
Well, yeah.
One day, and see if someone wants to donate. Danny Chance. a big shout out to them. Also, big shout out to our gallery, Cactus Friends, where they find craft memorabilia and vintage stuff. They have live performances over the weekends. Click on QR code. They're located here downtown Weslaco. They gladly help you out. Let them know Chewy News sent you. Also, a big shout out to Texas Toke Smoke Shop right down the corner If you open the window up, you see the smoke. That's you see that right there? That's the smoke. Yeah. It's coming from that shop. Yeah. Go to those guys, man. They're your one stop for vape, CBD, smoke essentials, I know oils, and also anything you're looking for, man. Just head out there.
All your necessities.
All your necessities. Give them a call. Let them know. Tune in. Saying, don't forget to click that QR code. And last but not least, you go. And I've been noticing they came into the podcast, and they're saying, "Do you notice anything different, guys?" Because what we lost a little weight. I go, "Really? Yeah. Oh, really?" Well, then I guarantee these guys probably went to Extreme Nutrition LLC here in Wesco, Texas. They do juices, protein shakes, froes, smoothies, bowls, and supplements. These guys are the ticket. If you're looking to lose weight, gain muscle, or just live the healthy life, give these guys a call. Click on the QR code, and they will gladly help you out. Let them know Chewing News sent you. Big shout out to all those guys, man. I appreciate you coming out, helping us out, man. And I got a bunch of backup because I hear Frank and Felix in the background cracking up. Like, there's a bunch of miscommunication here on the comments here. I got Kitty Fry says, "Fuck you, Toxico," and Downtown Phoenix saying, "Fuck you, Toxico," and I got Toxico. Oh, hey! It works.
Good for you, buddy.
I got Toxico saying, "Fuck you, Frank. How'd you get my number?" And then Frank says, "Fuck, hey, you Toxico," and then Toxico got Toxico from the public toilet writing.
Oh,
JD saying, "Fuck you, Toxico." What the heck? Poor guy, man. Hey, Ruben Hernandez saying, "Be thankful that someone calls you." Wow. Sean showed up. Hell, probably started swinging the party, pero soon. Oh, shit. Here we go. I got Sean saying, "Shut up, Toxico, you little bitch." Okay. He goes, "Yeah, your mom, Charlie." Wow. Wow. Toxico doesn't even know what 2 + 2 is. Sean saying, "I'll swing. What on anybody? Swing first, ask questions later." This is true. My brother was, you ever seen a Roadhouse?
Yeah.
Remember in the movie when they finally kill the main guy and he's on the ground and the one of the bad guys is covered by a bear? You know, they ask, "Did you see anything?" "No." "What about you?" "No." They ask the little short guy, "You see anything?" "A bear fell on me." That was my little brother. He wasn't about to get mixed up with that. He said, "Toxico gets off the mom topic because I guess
I just got off yours."
Wow.
Oh,
zing. Damn.
Wow. Yeah, you know what? This
is Toxico's mom must be a big gal.
Jesus Christ.
Charlie has a pension for the
wow.
Yeah, Charlie definitely has a type. So.
Wow, dude. I have to, oh shit, you're gonna kill Chew here next to me, man.
He's a fellow chubby chaser.
Wow.
My life, and she was pretty amazing.
Well, I've only known you for a couple of minutes.
The bigger the panza, the greater the chance.
Oh wow. Wow. I'll give you one of those, man. That was a good one. That's a new one for me. Puro Tacuache 956. Big shout out to my buddy, Tacuache 956, man. Good friend of mine. Don't worry. There's new stuff coming out of it. I'll get it going. But so let's talk a little bit about this whole. I want to get down to the means and greens about this, man, because I know you, Frank, are always gunning for Toxico every single time. I want to hear your angle because I asked him. He goes, "I don't even know why he fucking hates me, bro."
You know why.
So
he stood you up and beat one.
Really?
When I first came to New Breed, I saw this kid. He had a good look. He was, you know, very nice. You know.
Oh wow.
But yeah, but I mean, I don't know, man. And then I see him come out, and I'm cheering for him, and he's like, "Ah, fuck you!" And I'm like, "Oh no, oh buddy, that's it, man, that's it." And now after this, ever since that day, when he comes out with his freaking smoke bombs and everything, you just, I don't like it. He's polluting the air. His hair is stupid. I hate you so much, Toxico.
Wow. Oh, you guys, but man, what the dude, you've been popping those like crazy. You've already misfired twice.
Just gets my blood boiling.
Don't worry, buddy. There's pills for that, Phoenix. We got you covered. Go to LL Nutrition Extreme. They'll help you out.
Ernie,
gas station
near you, buddy. You know what?
He might need a bowl.
He might need a bowl.
The whole secret of not.
I got Chris saying Frank has more wrestling experience in his pinky than Toxico has in his whole body.
Ooh.
Wow.
I don't know, man.
That's a big ass pinky.
Pretty huge. What you said.
Wow. Oh my god.
I don't know, man. If I ever get a chance to go one on one with Toxico, just know that I'm not holding back. I'm letting it all.
Why hasn't this match been made yet?
Toxico's scared.
He runs, yeah, exactly. Runs away. That's the only reason I could think of it. He's scared. Which, I mean, I don't blame him.
He likes to fight women for belts.
Apparently, right?
Well, unfortunately, one woman beat his ass.
Yeah,
wow, man.
Shout out Nikki Fuego.
Shout out to Nikki Fuego, man. Congratulations, you're up in school, man. I hope everything goes good for you up there. Keep a strong head, man. Do what you got to do, and then come home when you're ready, or make surprise appearances once in a while if you have a chance. Make sure to get in front of your studies, man. But I got some over here. George saying, no, not the blanks. Yeah, yeah, unfortunately. but we should smack Toxico.
One kid, bro.
He goes, Sean is saying, I should smack Toxico, but I'm against animal abuse. Wow.
Ooh.
Pop.
Wow.
Wow.
Pocket
saying, Pocket, no shit. Pocket said, yeah. And JD saying Frank would choke. Oh, wow.
A lot of words, Judas Douglas. A lot of words.
Judas Douglas.
You were trying to lose against Martin. Am I right?
That's
right. Wow. Well, you know, we were talking about Pizza Hut about a few years ago.
Where were we?
We were talking about Pizza Hut. I'm gonna say something. I'm gonna say where, okay. And I'm gonna bring this. Oh, dude. Let me tell you this, right? Story time. Where's that little chime here? I don't have that. There, once upon a time.
Martin makes
himself.
Wow.
And JD still lost to that guy.
And coming to the ring, Martin. Oh my gosh. I'm sorry, Martin. I'm sorry. No, I'm not. You delusional man with that belt. Anyways, I'm not gonna say where I heard the story because I don't want to make them credible for it. But the story that I was told, he had gone to Pizza Hut here in the Valley. I'm not gonna say where. And you know, doing his thing, whatever. And he ate and he left. He works in the doctor's office. And all of a sudden, there's this guy that walks in, you know, and I can say what kind of office it was, but you try to put two and together, you understand. Talk to the person that was in charge, start telling him the story, what he did, because he has it's a little messed up, you know, through the years. I guess I'm not sure he was a soldier at a time or you know, something, you know. It is what it is. But it's gotten to the point where he told the story. And he said he used to work at Pizza Hut, but he got fired. He got fired for one reason only. So one day, I guess his manager was pissing him off. He got so pissed off because he was running. He was doing things slow. He was going. They had customers. I guess it was a lunch hour. So this guy just lost it and took a big shit in the mozzarella, meatball sauce. And what? Why is this guy on the podcast? No.
He
took a huge dump inside the pot, that spaghetti meatball thing, and they served it, man.
Oh,
they served it. He tells the story of that, and I guess one of the customers, I guess recognize the smell, recognize the texture.
I know shit when I taste one. I live in a farm. That boy's eating too much corn.
Oh, wow. No. No.
That tastes like my boy.
So that's why I never eat a Pizza Hut anymore.
That's why.
Or that I never ordered the spaghetti meatballs ever again.
Anywhere I go anymore.
No. We can assure you that Dr. Plum does not do that. He doesn't take shits in the pizza sauce.
Oh my god. Wow.
The chances are never zero.
And Doug is saying, Sean saying Toxico is the reason why there are instructions on shampoo bottles. I look at Toxico and think, what's the waste of 2 billion years of evolution? Wow. And Shot replied, Jacinto replied to Shot, he goes, yeah, he's an evolved chimp. Douglas wants to know which Pizza Hut is it again. Don't worry, when you come on, I'll give you directly directions where to go and ask if that person's still working there. So, Thug, and then Ruben, of course, saying Tuxo eats meatballs whole. Wow. Damn, someone doing nothing about wrestling. Bro, this just went south, bro. This is going to be going after freaking Tuxo.
Left and right.
Like, yeah, literally came out south. No, man. So, what's the future for you guys right now?
Well, Toxico has a pretty cousin, so I'm going to go after that.
Wow. Not what I was going for, but okay, whatever.
What about his mom? Yeah.
Well, I'm happily taken, so I'll let you do all the dirty work, puppy.
Yeah. I'll do the rounds. Wow. Okay, why not?
Handle all the toxicas.
Oh my god. No, but seriously, on the deep end, what's going on? What's going on in the world with you guys? So what's going on?
So we have to honestly step up our game. And we want the belts back. If it's not the tag team titles, if it means singles gold for all three of us, including Calavera, then we'll do it, no matter what it takes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Frank?
Just reiterate that we got to get back to, you know, the original, back to the originality of what brought us together, which, you know,
get back in the groove.
Right. I mean, it happens. Your relationships have ebbs and flows, and it's, you know, you just got to go back to the beginning and figure out, you know, what went wrong, and, you know, just take it from there.
Right.
Family, brothers fight.
Yeah.
We disagree.
And I got people actually saying right now that Tuxo is a poor excuse for a champ. I go with it. A breakup from the Perros. Mm-hmm. Party Perros will be going solo.
Let's put it this way. We're going to still be together. And if it means that I have to go on my own route, and if I need my brother to support me and he's there, then he'll be there for me.
And vice versa.
Yeah.
Friends with benefits.
Yeah. I'm all for that. I get in trouble for that.
Wow.
I get caught on a lot, but it's okay.
And then Sean has a very good point. You guys just need to party harder, drink harder, and get those titles back. Yeah.
Don't you go have some pretty
good time? Amen. Yeah, amen. I hear you. No, but I mean, in all seriousness, guys, you guys have put out the last time I saw you guys perform out there, you guys are you put on a show. You put on a show. Like I said, the chops are freaking crazy. They sound nasty from a distance. Even it's actually because I was on stage doing the commentating. You guys are about at least 30 feet in front of me, bro, and those things were popping left and right. Literally Chop City. I'm like, dang. And Frank was like, come on, give it to me, come on. It was like, who can do a louder chop? Come on.
Close your eyes.
Turn around. I said a chop, not a spank. That's after the match. But those were literally crazy. I mean, as far as like the belt thing, dude, I saw you after the show. You literally had the Rio Grande Valley on your chest. You had San Antonio, the 1015 going from South Texas up to San Antonio. You had the 410 loop going to Austin. I go, damn, dude, they were nasty. And you got some of them too.
Yeah, I mean,
not as much as I did, though.
People hate Frank more than they hate me.
It comes to the territory when you bring my kind of energy. Like, I think
it's the blonde hair.
It's got hair.
It's the blonde hair, dude.
And the 90s, dude.
I romance him. It's all good. As long as we get stuck in the past, and ain't nothing wrong with that. Right.
Has anybody, I hate to say this, and I hope this isn't trend or anything, because you're saying 90s.
Oh, well.
It's about the trend. I'm just gonna say it right now, bro. I've been wanting to say this for the longest time. I gotta say it in the nicest way as possible, Frank. Are you trying to roll the Zach Morris look, bro? I just want to
I'm asking, bro.
I thought you were asking
you were gay. we know the answer to that. We know the answer to that. That's not a problem. What I mean, he was throwing up shockers in here when he was walking in. So he was like, what's going on, guys? Right. Is that a Hardy thing? Nope. Tall shocker.
She pops.
Two in the pink, one steak. So
I didn't think about that, but I do kind of look like Zach Morris. Right?
So
you know what, man? What it was, I was just trying to stand out. Like, I was at the Citrus show the other day, and in the backstage, I'm talking to Matt Riott, and we're just, you know, talking, shooting the shit, and like we're talking about his gear, and I look around, I'm like, well, I don't want to look like everybody else. Everybody else is red and black, red and black, red and black. You got the Killjoys, JD, you got the Wicked, like so many guys with the red and black, you know. I was just trying to stand out, man.
I'm sorry, Frank. It started Frank Morris. I'm sorry, Frank. Oh my god.
Oh no.
Talk
about.
Frank, and you know what the weird thing is, George, you're saying that, and now that I'm really stepping back, and I think Chew would agree with me, it's like watching Zach Morris and AC Slater in a tag team right now, bro.
Actually, I was thinking that
they're gonna change their name to Saved by the Bells.
Well, Richard Reason looked like Scream. Y'all know Richard Reason?
Big Poppy Slayer.
Actually, I was thinking Kelly Kapowski Slayer.
Right, Kelly Kapowski. Oh, wow. Well, there you go. Well, yeah, well.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I can pass Phoenix as Kelly Kapowski if possible.
Why not?
I'm like, if I look Samoan, then I'm part of
it. I'm telling you, I'm sorry, man. I'm so sorry. We go from Frank Morris to Saved by the Balls. Wow. This is my fault.
No, this
is my fault. They start chanting, West Side High, West Side High, when you walk in.
You just listen to CYA, Mr. Franco.
Dude, if you can conduct a match, I'm just saying out here, just hear me out. You're having a match, you're having a ladder match, and you turn around and go, timeout, and everybody freezes. Bro, do you see anything wrong in this ring? Why don't I have backup? Time in.
Funny enough, we've talked about it. The closest thing to that we have is if somebody's attacking us, we're like, whoa. And then we have a little conversation. Super toe kicks. Well, back to it.
Then you need to do that. You go when he's ready. Time out. Super kick. Time in. Wow, just an idea. Just an idea.
How do they do that?
Wow.
Time out.
What's his name? Mario Lopez?
You just gotta get that cherry curl, bro. You're almost there. You're almost there.
He's always in the valley, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
George saying black and red, don't remind me. It happens to at the other show, those trio what matches, and all but one was red and black gear. I don't know what you're talking about, buddy. I don't know. I'm sorry, George. You're throwing me off. You're throwing me off. Sean says, wait for those. Wait, we're not Samoan?
I'm not actually part of the Usos.
Wow. Wow. And Charlie Miller is Mr. Belly.
There we go.
Wow.
He can be Screech.
Wow. Oh, wow. No, Martin can be Screech. I'm sorry, Martin. I'm sorry. If you got that belt, it makes me more delusional. Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry. There you go. We found it. Kike Caballero is AC Slayer. There you go. Wow. And Toxico is just a standing nobody. Wow. This went way south.
Never north.
Well, in the show, shit like this happens all the time, bro. It always happens all the time. But oh yeah, you brought some little
some merch, man.
Look at that, brutal party. Shit. That's what I'm talking about. Shit, yeah, bro. So I mean, now the fan base. Now the fan base for you guys. I know it's been the party's been growing bigger. Even though I'm not throwing it on the table, even though the gold is not around your waist, but the party, as far as your fans, is still growing.
The grannies love us.
not everybody loves us. There's a couple of haters out there, but we won't mention names.
Vicente, I'm sorry, I want to tell you. But you now started to sound like that guy who was saying, "Leave Britney alone. Leave her alone. What do you ever do to you?" See, leave Toxico alone. Oh my God. Toxico is a champ for a reason.
Leave her alone.
You missed that a lot, dude. You missed that a lot.
Obviously.
Yeah. I know she was going to go, "I got to go back and watch all these fucking songs."
She doesn't even go here.
She doesn't even go here. One hater. Well, we got a little hater. We got a couple of haters.
You got
a
couple of
haters.
You got
STD. Oh, my God. Hello. Bada bing, bada boo. We're having a pleasure. How you doing? Oh, my God. They're all cracking up, dude. Oh, shit. Anyways.
Get the belt back,
baby. Yeah, I know, right? Put it back on us, man.
Yeah, you got to get the belt, Bobby. Good. I mean, seriously, that's what I've been wanting to say for the longest time to Frank, bro. Because when he first came in, and I saw the gimmick and everything, I go, "This is awesome, bro. I like what he's going with the '90s look. He's doing the blonde hair, the dirty blonde hair, you know. And it is what it is." And then you got Bobby over here, like flexing, showing off, and everything. I'm like, okay, I get it. But then that's when it started clicking. Is it just me, or does Frank kind of look like Zach Morris?
Zach Morris is trash.
And here comes the trend for that one. I'm sorry, dude.
Everybody's gonna like, "Frank the Tank is trash."
No, you added that. I did it. Yeah. You added it.
You added it in the book.
He says, "Dad, everyone's taking crap about Tux, talking crap about Tuxigo." And he goes, "If I was Tuxigo, I would just stop wrestling and become a personal ring." Ring the bell. They go, "Wow."
He will suck at that too.
Jesus Christ. And then, like I told you before, Doug, well, your haters are your makers, bro. I'm sorry, bro, but you got such a. And I have people asking me after that episode, he goes, "Bro, there's so many of people just hitting on this kid." I go, "It is, yeah, it is what it is." And in that in particular episode made the top podcast, international podcast network.
Wow.
as a selected show. He goes, "Yeah." And, oh, by the way, Kike, yours actually made the role also. So that was for this past this week. But it's crazy, man, how just a simple sit down to talk to these guys, man, that, you know, the personalities, what happens behind the curtain, what happens after they go home, their personal lives, how everything just changes, man. And just for something like this just to blow up, and you get people watching left, right, and you guys are, we've kept it at a steady 20 to 25 people watching right now that are watching the podcast, and that's beautiful. Big huge shout out to all you guys that are watching. God bless you guys, man. You guys get the horn and the claps, man. Every single time you guys tune in, it's just very interesting to watch, man.
What are those?
Yeah, it's just, is that Poppy Felix or what? Joe's Dirt and El Frank El Tank. This is from Joe Jose Martinez. I don't know what's going on there. Lay off the sauce, my man. Lay off the sauce. It's just barely going to be 8:30. Lay off the sauce. We'll see you at Applebee's. Tuxigo eats ketchup and thinks it's spicy. Wow. Wow. All right, kids. I got to go. I'm working on everything to get our queens back. Be ready. All right, man.
Come
back, bro. Come back. Oh, wow. Not that queen, buddy. This is horrible. Shut up, Frank Morris.
Time out.
Toe kick. Time in. Wow. Yeah, I'm expecting to see that the next match, bro, when they're together in the ring. It's got to work out.
We gotta do it.
Yeah, and then you make sure you shout us out when you do that, man. Oh my god. Oh god.
I'll give you a shot.
Anyways, man. No, I appreciate it. You guys, man. You guys are always, we're going in 58 minutes into the podcast, man. Big shout out to these guys, man. It's awesome, bro.
Recording this whole time?
Actually, we're not even live. No.
Oh, shit. We forgot to push record.
Oh, shit. He goes in, Jose Martin, Freddie Mercury, Queen? No. No. But first things first, guys, I want to say thank you to both of you guys. Every time you come in, you bring the entertainment, you guys leave your DNA for a second time. And people are gonna walk. People are gonna walk in like, "What happened in here?
Was Chew even here?
Was Chew even here?
Apparently
not.
Soaking in all
the energy. I'm just afraid for my life.
I'm waiting for somebody to come in that door and kick my ass now.
We won't give you that chop, Chew. But I'll tell you what, we'll go ahead and give you one of these, man.
Oh no, here we go.
Oh!
That was love it.
Yeah, spread it all around.
And Chew just got golden showered.
You're welcome.
It's not what they said it was.
STDs. Oh my god. Oh guys, every single time you guys come, it's a fucking party, bro. You guys really bring it every fucking time, no matter what. God, Jesus Christ. Oh Jesus. This is your first time meeting him, though. How do you feel? Well, guys, I think that'll be the last time you'll be back with us.
I feel funny.
Congratulations, you're pregnant.
I feel like I'm part of the SSI agent now.
I got DNA all over me.
Oh, shit. You all right there, too?
I'll never be all right again. Yeah. I'll never be all right. Are you all right, man?
I'll never see a pop in the same again.
4th of July comes around.
Flashback.
Is he a vet? No, he got popped on a podcast. But anyway, no, guys, the first thing I say, gonna say, you guys, thank you so much, man, for coming out once again. I was taking down and Kristen, the new look to the podcast, man. I appreciate everything you guys do for us, man. The entertainment you bring into the podcast, man, the energy, even here, having and in the ring, guys. You guys are amazing. Keep doing what you're doing, and I know for a fact you will get that gold back. I mean, Killjoys, they're some tough cookies, man.
They'll be tough.
They're tough. They're tough. They're tough cookies. And especially with that little Cacahuatito now that I was trying to talk a lot of stuff. I don't know, man. Something about Mondo that kind of freaks me out a little bit sometimes. Because the way...
The bald head.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's why I can't.
You can say it, dude. He's a jinx. You can say it.
He's a jinx. But I've seen this guy. He is a the way he talks to the guests when they come in, the way he tries to get intimate with them and talk to them, and I'm all like, yes, wait, do we? Yeah, madre, yeah, we. Casa te ya, we. Casa pinche madre. Ahorita he's gonna pop out of it.
Cállate la boca.
But yeah, man. But like going back to what I was saying, you guys bring the entertainment every single time you guys come in out in the ring. You do your job. You bring the fun into the matches and entertain the public, man. That's what it's all about. Doing all that great stuff, man. I appreciate everything you guys do. Like I said, we will see gold around your waist once again down the road. All I can say is just continue fighting, guys, doing your thing. Social media is where they can reach out to you, Frank.
Frank the Tank on Instagram. Frank the Tank Maravilla.
Big Papi Felix 956 on Instagram and Downtown Felix on Facebook.
If you guys want to follow more of their stuff, there's a QR code right there. I put their name on it. I put New Breed Wrestling. The only reason why is that if you click on that, it'll take you straight to New Breed. It'll show you all the upcoming events where these guys will be wrestling and performing. So don't be afraid to just follow that, click on that, like, subscribe, follow to their stuff, man. They got a lot of great stuff on it. I know they have merch also. If you go early to these matches, guys, just a big heads up. When you do get to go early to the match, these guys are out there selling their merch.
I'm
you can put a dollar in there if you like. He people start squeezing them together to catch it if you throw it in midair. But that's a whole different other story. That's a new breed after dark.
Shout out to Calavera.
Oh my god. Wow. Wow, there he is. There he is. Oh my god, there he is.
Now the show's over.
Where were you, bro?
Can I chew? They asked me to slap you, but I don't want to do that. Can I chop you?
No. I've been popped in the face already. I'm done.
No, he's good. This man is ancient and fragile. One chop, he will disintegrate where he sits. And just to let you know, I am not a phoenix. I will not rise again.
I will stay dead.
See, and I have to plant him, piss on him, until he can grow back. It's going to take a while, bro. That's a whole season, all right? So,
I baby grew it one time.
I haven't pissed on your legs, so that's why it hasn't grown back yet, buddy. Have you introduced these guys to your infamous leg?
To your leg?
I'm about to.
Go ahead, dude. Go ahead. Yeah, get let him push out there.
No.
Don't worry about it. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. It's not that big. Don't worry about it. No. You're fine. You're good. You're fine. You'll be all right. Just put it on the table. Just put it on the table, dude. See, this is why.
Oh my God.
That's there was a science experiment gone wrong.
Oh, my God.
Don't you look like Spider? Touch it.
Buddy, I heard putting your best foot forward, but that's ridiculous. Oh, wow.
Really nice.
You have my best foot. I'll take the other one.
Striker, if you're watching, roll the dice with this.
This isn't gotcha. Give me that.
It hasn't been fully paid yet.
I hope it grows in.
Oh, it's growing out. We have so many stories with that leg. Oh my god, it's hilarious.
Do I use it in my next match?
I'll tell you this much. If you go back, guys, and watch the episode where Danny Chance comes on the podcast and hits Chew in the head with the chair, he actually brings me his leg, and he's still beating the crap out of Fortune, which is one of the greatest experiences in my life. I will cherish that every moment to the day I die.
When did that happen?
Not anytime soon. Well, when you got hit, you don't remember when Nightmare beat the crap out of you?
No, when did Nightmare beat the crap out of you?
I heard Nightmare was dead.
When did we get ice cream?
Did you get ice cream? When the fuck did we get ice cream? Guys.
He showed us his. We gotta show him all.
Oh, God, no. No. That's off the show. No. No. It's okay.
Let's see where this goes.
No.
So
this is
referee.
You sound like in Titus, where he's pointing the fucking fork in the outlet. No, don't do that. No. Go ahead.
Imagine this.
But 7 inches smaller. Anyways, guys, thank you so much, guys, for coming out, having some fun with it, man. Good luck to your next match coming up. Hopefully you get that gold back and let us know when you want to come back on. You're more than welcome to come back anytime you want, bro.
Oh, yeah, guys. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for coming out, bro. Appreciate you. Any last words for you guys, for your fans?
I hate you, Dr. Gold. I hate you.
That's it. That's all I got.
Single ladies, where you at?
Yeah, my boy is single ladies looking for his Jesse Spano, so.
I don't care.
I'm so excited.
I'm on the T app. I'm the things.
Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our podcast this week. Join us next week. I gotta set out the new episodes for next week. I know I have a list. I won't let out the cat out of the bag for let you know who's coming up. Just keep a sharp eye.
Tell me,
dude. You already took off your leg. That's enough, bro.
Yeah, I'll say more for you, too.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. And yes, I know, Cacahuate, you are watching. I want that T-shirt you're going to make, the Mexican Paul Heyman, Timmy version. I want that T-shirt literally when you bring it out. I really want to see that.
Timmy, live.
Guys, thank you once again for tuning in this week. Chew, welcome back, man. I know it's been, you missed a couple of episodes, and you're finally back on the saddle, buddy.
Well, thanks for picking me up, dude. Finally.
Well, you did promise me $100 today, so that's why I kind of went to pick it up.
You actually got a
Mooncat. We got a Mooncat cameo.
Oh, is it a Mooncat? Oh, hold on. Hold on. Let me put that on screen. Hold on. There you go.
I did it for the cheap pop.
Oh, God. And if you don't know who that is, look up that episode. That was crazy. Oh my God. I'm a cherry pop. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, thank you so much for coming and watching us. And the party's key, stirring the pot. That's what it is, stirring the pot. If you know, you know. Jesus. Guys, we'll see you next week, 7:30. Sign us out.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes, no editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
And we will see you next week, 7:30 p.m. Thursday night. Latest Gators, peace out. Bye.